Welcome to Short Take. Sophie Linenbaum was born in Nuremberg. Due to the strong regional patriotism of her homeland, annual Bratwurstgipfel anyone, her interest in societal sordidness was awakened early on. Sophie studied psychology and worked as a playwright before beginning her film studies at the Film University in Babelsberg. With a passion for the humorously playful, Sophie illuminates the errors and confusions of the human cosmos in her films, without losing the affectionate view of the characters. Her short films, such as Pigs, Das Mensch, or Väter Unser, have won numerous awards and screened at many national and international festivals. Sophie's feature film, The Ordinaries, won the New Faces Award and the Förderpreis Neues Deutsches Kino in 2022. We talked to Sophie via video call for this interview. Hi, Sophie. Thank you for joining us today. Our podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's just have some fun. If you're ready, let's dive right in. How would you describe your current mood in three words?
Waiting for summer.
Very, very relatable. What is your favorite way to spend time?
I love to eat.
Okay. And do you have a guilty pleasure?
Yes, collecting snappy phrases from dating shows.
Okay. That's a first. What is the favorite job you've done? And it doesn't have to be film related, but of course it can be.
Yeah, even though I don't want to miss the humility I learned when I danced at the fun fair dressed as a crocodile, I have to say being a director is my favorite job.
Okay, we'll take that. What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
The perfect mix of shared silliness and mutual support.
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite food?
Lasagna and Christina in Pippi's garden or a tortilla from Alfredo.
All right, very specific. If you weren't a director, what would you be?
The answer would be a depressed entertainer on a party ship.
Okay, ooh. Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
That's a difficult one. I think when I was a child, I imagined saving all the people from war or other atrocities and hiding them on the moon, where they could create a new happy community always living in peace. So I would choose this as my talent.
Okay, nice. What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory, and maybe as an audience member as well?
My first open air cinema experience was very nice. It gave me a half frostbite and a thousand mosquito bites, but it showed me another way of film watching.
Okay. What is the last book you read or maybe still read?
Nothing to See Here by Kevin Brooks. Mm-hmm. I'm very, very, very angry that the rights are already taken.
Oh, well, you know how it is. Maybe, you know, at one point they'll find you if it's the right fit. Do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature?
Too many. The clown from Heinrich Böll's Ansichten eines Clowns. But okay. It's a heroine. Is it a heroine or a hero?
Both. Either
good.
One.
Good. So.
Nice.
The clown.
The clown. What is the next maybe German TV series or film that you can't wait to watch? And yes, you can plug your own work.
A friend of mine, the director and writer Michael Ferdinandotanski, is working on his next feature. So I'm very looking forward to watch this one.
Mm-hmm. Which German upcoming or maybe already established talent would you recommend our listeners to watch out for?
Yeah, that's also a very hard one to decide. So, because I feel like my whole team, like the producers and the whole creative team of my film, The Ordinaries, is like some people to watch out for. And I hope nobody watches too intensely because I want to work with them again.
We'll take that. That's a perfect answer. Now we're getting a little bit personal. What do you like most about yourself?
My clafoutis recipe.
Mm-hmm. What do you dislike about yourself?
Actually, that it takes me too long to decide what to say here.
And what is the last thing you regret and why? And it doesn't have to be a big thing.
Yeah, it's good that it doesn't have to be a big thing, because I'm very happy that I'm a lucky person that doesn't have any big regrets. So it would be like banal things like an unwise casting decision or some script sloppiness.
Okay. Which random thing makes you happy?
This is so easy. It's soap that comes out of the soap dispenser already foamed.
Nice.
I always smile when it comes out already foamed. Can't help it.
Okay. Do you have a life motto or maybe a motto in general?
Yeah, that's very, very lame. I'm sorry. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So the categoric imperative, I don't know if it's...
Yeah, it's a classic for a reason. So nothing lame about that. And now the last one, which might be a little bit tricky to answer. Who would play you in a film or series about your life?
I think that would have to be Marcello Fonte.
Okay, perfect answer. And that was it. Thank you so much for joining us today. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Short Take is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.